The Virginia Arts Festival has brought together three remarkable musicians. Edgar Meyer is probably the greatest double bass player ever. Maybe Bottesini was better, but you know, we'll go back into history on that one.
He was shorter.
Shorter. Okay. I knew there was a difference. Tessa Lark, we've had you on the air, of course, before, recently, four seasons of Buenos Aires with Joanne and her other orchestra, the Buffalo Philharmonic, and just got in a nifty CD from Joshua Roman, our cellist. It's called Immunity, and that title comes from long COVID, that I understand. So some fascinating things going on here. Tessa, your dad was a country musician,
mm-hmm.
And Edgar, your dad taught strings for the public schools. And
My parents were church musicians.
Okay, and at 22, you were the principal cellist of the Seattle Symphony.
That's right.
We had Gerard Schwartz in town a couple of years ago. I got a chance to do some radio with him, and you know, kind of fun to do
who
that.
Conducted while you were there,
Jerry.
Jerry did. Okay.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, and I think his son is a cellist, isn't he?
Julian. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So anyway, how did you three get together?
It was all Edgar's doing.
Yeah, I'll let him.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I'm following the trail on this one.
This is an instrumentation that I've gravitated towards.
Okay.
My first substantial pieces that I wrote, we will be playing while we're here.
Okay.
I wrote when I was 25 and 27, and there's one I wrote when I was 26 that we're not talking about.
We all have those.
That's the dark trio.
Yeah. You know, and then, of course, did a couple records with Yo-Yo Ma and Mark O'Connor with exactly the same instrumentation.
Yeah.
It's an instrumentation that I love because it lets the cello and the bass use the whole instrument in a way that you cannot once you've added more voices in the middle. The first time that I wrote a string quintet, and the only time, I was immediately flummoxed by a few things, including that I had to just kind of sit on my hands a good bit. There was just no way to have me do much without kind of making the music less. And also, adding a bass to what is, in the majority of people's opinion, the perfect instrumentation doesn't sound like a good idea on paper, you know. and it's not. You have to, once again, another thing I learned is that I'd have to push the registers up higher than would be conventional. But once again, the cello and bass had to sit higher in their tessitura in order for it not to sound just super dumpy. I had these trios that that mean a lot to me. They're my first professional success. And within the course of a year, I played with Tessa and with Joshua. And it was very clear that they would be able to do these pieces better than anybody. So I asked them if we could do that, and they agreed to come, and we've been playing them.
What are you going to be doing on the concert? Tell us about the music.
Well, I'll talk about the Bach a little bit. So we play one of the Gamba sonatas.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that was originally conceived for a trio. So the malleability of instrumentation is something that's been around for a long time, and it's really fun to see we are doing something that feels very new with Edgar's music and with some of the other things we're talking about and working on, but we're also doing a bit of a throwback.
Yeah. Bach is about as malleable as you get.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I mean, I've played this piece before, but it's always been with a harpsichord or a piano. And a lot of the cellists that I know, you know, don't even necessarily look into the fact that it's written first for gamba, but then also not even for gamba, but for three players. So that's really fun, and it's incredibly beautiful. Like, the audience doesn't really need to know all of the wonky history that I get excited by, but it's really beautiful music that, not unlike Edgar's, gives each of us a role to play that isn't, I don't want to use a negative word, but it gives us each many moments to shine.
Yeah, I noticed in your bio, one of your titles was curator, and I was curious about curator.
I love thinking about how things fit together and the context of what we do. And I've run a music series in Seattle. I did for 15 years, chamber music. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of commissioning. And actually, we played in one of my last seasons.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
It was super cool. And I'm very proud of what we were able to pull off in terms of using traditional form, but in a way that really speaks to the importance of evolution and tradition.
Yeah. And you and Tessa are or did a piece called Duet on the on the CD Immunity. What else, in addition to the Bach, what are you else are you doing on the program over at Williamsburg at William and Mary?
Well, we're doing the two trios, as mentioned earlier, the ones that Edgar wrote when he was 25 and 27.
Yeah.
And we don't talk about that that 26 year of his.
Yeah.
and we're also playing a new trio that Edgar wrote just for us. It's pretty fresh, hot off the press. The outer movements were completed last October.
Okay.
And here in Williamsburg, folks here are actually going to hear the very first time we play the official middle movement.
Fantastic.
Of the piece. We've been playing gorgeous placeholders.
Beautiful placeholders.
As we've been touring this program, but this will be the first time that people will hear the new trio in completion.
Yeah, I see you're out on the road. You're doing, what, Boston and Minnesota, I think?
No, we've been we've been traveling a lot all year.
Yeah.
And we just, this is a special opportunity, and we've taken some advantage. And we hope to do more with it.
Well, it's good to have you in a historic area like this where, you know, the buildings and everything else go back to that far back to the music of Bach. Tessa, you're sometimes called a Kentucky fiddler, you know, which is fine.
That's all right.
You are a wonderful fiddler. Every recording I've heard of you is fantastic. Yeah. When you write these works, are you thinking classical or folk or both or back to the ages?
I would just say music. Thinking music, and there's a lot of little things that one maybe, that I would maybe want to avoid. I wouldn't want something necessarily to sound explicitly, oh, like that's the jazz part,
yeah,
and like here's that part, and but really just trying to find a voice, and it's a composite voice, the same way that my speaking voice is a composite voice of all the things that I've lived and experienced. And so the compositional voice and the voice of us as a trio reflects all that too.
Being a radio guy, there's always a hope that you're going to be recording maybe some of this.
We will.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
We have likely
I have lots of air times.
We've got pretty good dates, and I've got hall options.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll have you covered.
Okay.
We'll do our best.
Very good. All right. Well, this is exciting. It's great music, interesting compositions from Edgar Meyer. Edgar, you have been doing things for so long, you know, with Yo-Yo Ma, Chris Thiele, the great Mark O'Connor, all these various musicians. But now you have Joshua and Tessa in with you, and I think it's going to be just a really exciting concert. I think everybody's just going to go over there and have fun.
They are creators in their own right, and we will, you know, see that over time also.
Yeah.
But this, in the meantime, we're getting the old man his pieces recorded.
Old man's still kicking.
Father Meyer.
I think the old man is still doing just fine. And we're so glad to have you all in town. And enjoy Williamsburg while you're here. If you get a chance, you know, ride around, look at some of the historic sites and, you know, chow down a little bit and just enjoy yourselves. We always like to have artists have fun. And the Virginia Arts Festival is such a wonderful venue anyway. Olga Kern has done such a great job putting together the Chamber Music Series, and you are part of it this year, and we are honored to have you three in town. And the concert is going to be tomorrow night at 7:30 over at William and Mary, their new music hall. It's only about a year or too old, so you're going to be a nice spot over there to do that. But glad to have you in for the Arts Festival, VAFEST.org on the internet, 282-2822 for ticks, and we'll pack the house for you tomorrow night and welcome you with open arms and look forward to maybe recordings as well. So Edgar Meyer and Joshua Roman and Tessa Lark, welcome to town. Make music, and we'll look forward to hearing it from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.